This week's sedra, we have the parsha of Kiryas HaChodesh, and it has a lot, besides being a particular mitzvah, Kiryas HaChodesh carries in itself a lot of teichin beyond it. First of all, it says, Vayomer Hashem Moshe Aharon be'eretz Mitzrayim le'ema. So even though Lamaisa, this was Chutz HaKrach, Rashi says, it wasn't exactly Mitzrayim. Still, the Pasuk makes sure to call Eretz Mitzrayim, which is fair to understand. It's obvious, Lechura, that it's Eretz Mitzrayim, that's what we're talking about. If anything, it was a little bit further removed, it was outside of the Krach. But the fact is that Gosh and the Pasuk is interesting. We don't find the Parshas afterwards or before. It could be that it's because it's a Tzivah of a Mitzvah, it's a Chiddush that it's Eretz Mitzrayim as opposed to later in Har Sinai, but Bechol Oifin that Gosh Eretz Mitzrayim needs some understanding. The mitzvah of Kiryas HaChodesh is a very, very strange mitzvah. On the one hand, it has a component of Diktuk HaMitzvah, a Kiryas HaPi Ariyah, like we find by every other mitzvah, what a lulav is, what an esrog is, what a shofar is. There's very clear halachas, and there's a whole perek in how to determine exactly aria with dini edus and dini dayonus and a whole inyan of edus. And like any other psak din, that's a fact, and you have to analyze the fact. On the other hand, the halacha is at atem afilu mezidim afilu sheigim. It makes no difference. We can and we need to, for things that even seem to us as small things, seem to us as kiludvorim that are chayste knivas yerek, the different things that have some small value to it, we can upset the whole thing. And it's not mashma as if it's an issa to do it. Adab Bezin used to push it one way or another. So how do you understand the fact that the mitzvah has in itself both ends? There's a mitzvah kasha piriya, and in that sense it's a fact. Just like Bezin can't declare a lulav that's too small as being the right share, or a yavish being the right share, but the halacha clearly defines a lulav and esrog. The same thing by Kiryas HaChodesh, there's very, very clear definitions of what a chodesh is and so on. On the other hand, we can and we do all sorts of tachbulos to get it to be the way we want to do it. Very two strange items. Is it a get of takonis? So give it over completely. Bezin should make the chodesh wherever they want to make it. Is the pshat that it's a fact? Let Bezin and as a fact. But what's the combination of both? Secondly, it says Moshe was niskasha. He didn't understand what the he had a problem understanding the Kiryas HaChodesh, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to help him. It's very, very hard to understand. I mean, the Kash is asked in a sharp way that Kazerei v'Kadesh, there is no shiur. Mela if it needed a shiur, Kiryas HaChodesh. So you could say that he wasn't sure. It's very hard to, I mean, a lulav of an esrog, you have a shiur that you can measure here. A levana, you can't measure, so that's why it was hard. But there is no shiur for Kiryas HaChodesh that we know of. So what was the hardship? Moshe had a hard time with it until HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him Kazerei v'Kadesh. Another Indian famous Rashi in the beginning says, and it's one Gerson of Tanchuma, that the Torah should have started with Achodesh as Elohim Rosh Chodoshim. And it's very hard to understand, first of all, why is it so important to start Achodesh as Elohim? I mean, even though it has mitzvahs, this is the first mitzvah, but Bechol Oifin, the Torah is also about Ovis, and it's also about Sipuri Ovis, and Sipurim Degolos, and the Gula, like the Ramban asked all the Shailas, hard to understand, and why pick HaChodesh HaZalachem? If so, one would say, start with Parshas Yisro, start with Aseres HaDibris. Torah should start with Aseres HaDibris is a good statement. But that the Torah should start with HaChodesh HaZalachem doesn't seem to be as if it's very significant. The Zoya says the same. The Zoya asks the same Shaila, and the Zoya says it starts here because this is the Torah should start with HaChodesh HaLechem because it's Sherusa de Siara. It's the beginning of the Levana. So it's hard to understand what's the point. Why would that be a reason to make that the first parsha in the Torah? I mean, Bereishis includes Oyer and Shemayim and Oretz and everything else. Why the Levana Bedafka? And it's hard to, I mean, what does it mean exactly, the beginning of Levana? Why would that be a reason to have it first in the Torah? One more Nekuda. You find in a lot of places, it's one or two psukim, Chazal, Dashan, and Rishonim bring it. It says, Hayoim Anochi Metzav Vecha, Anochi Metzav Hayoim. So Chazal Darshan, the Hayoim, that Shiu Beinecha Kichadoshis, that it should be like something new in your eyes. So it's hard, so, and the difference is because something new people run to, something old people, Dutkema, Yeshana, people don't go to, and Torah Chadasha people go to. So what are Chazal suggesting? But it is old. Torah has been around for a few thousand years. We've learned it for a few dozen years. What exactly are Chazal telling you to do? You beinecha kichadoshim, are we supposed to fool ourselves? In other words, you're supposed to talk yourself into it and say, make believe it's new, make believe it's new, make believe it's new. It's very hard that a person should be able to talk himself into something that's not emes. So he's psyching himself up. I mean, and especially the purpose seems to be in Chazal that a koil rots in the krasa. Everybody runs to it because it's new, it's interesting. If you've learned it already, then how does it become new and interesting? I mean, we're talking about a psychological aspect. Some, a story you never heard before, you listen very, very carefully. A story that you've heard already a dozen times, you're kind of tired of it. So what does it mean, pretend as if the Torah is new, and then you'll have cheshek fit? I mean, it's still not new, and it's... there's a psik to also, there's a psik that says, Acher se'lchem reish chadoshim, it says that until that time, the Soida Iba was given over to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Only HaKadosh Baruch Hu had it, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Bekadosh Chadoshim. Once from the parsha of Acher se'lchem, Klal Yisrael has the Soida Iba, and Klal Yisrael does it, and so on. So what does it mean, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did it before? There was no Mo'adim, there was no Zmanim. What was happening before exactly that it came over to Klal Yisrael? So the Inyanim here, obviously, if the Gemara, if Chazal want to put this in Bereishis, then obviously this is a parasha that has a fundamental element of a Bereishistic element to it. And it's an akuda. Acher se'lchem is not just another mitzvah, but it's an akuda that has in itself a real cache with Ma'aseh Bereishis. And let's talk about it a little bit. It says like this. It says that Koheles was ma'asif all the chachma in the world, and Koheles said things, Chazal say, that was noita l'minus. He said, what use is there for a person in everything that he does, tachas hashemesh, implying there's no purpose, and as he says, mashayohu, mashayeh, and so on and so forth. So Sefer Koheles, in parts of it, seems to be giving over a message that nothing has any special tachlis, and everything is as it was, v'chulu. So Chazal Darshan, reviewed in Darshans, that mitachas l'shemesh ein Yisroin, l'maylum en Hashemesh yesh Yisroin. Meaning, generally speaking, the way people understand it in terms of ruchnius and gashmius, and things that are ruchnius have a purpose, and so on and so forth. That's the pashto pshat of it. I like to try to understand it in a deeper oif, and a little bit of a deeper oif in the inyan of the different mahalchim in the Bria. When we speak about emuna, so emuna is understood by us as an idea. An idea that you just subscribe to, or you don't subscribe to. If you ask a person, what is the avodah of emuna? So we'd say to listen to all the arguments until you determine that this is emes. To keep reminding yourself of the emes. That's a person who is a maimon is somebody that is that if you ask him and the box that says who created the world, what's checked off? Akash Baruch is checked off. And that's it. That's the way we understand Amuna. Being mechazik it means bringing more rayas, more arguments, and so on. Demis is that the Amuna is an avoida. Because, let's take an example. A person can look at things in two different layers. Let's say a person gets let's say a person works for somebody and they agreed on a salary of $100 for a day's work. They agree to the salary, the person comes to work, at the end of the day he gives $100. The second day, if nothing is said, it continues. The third day, the 100th day, the 1,000th day continues, and the person owes him the money. Once it's been set that this is the price for it, and this is the agreement, unless somebody stops it, it's the old agreement keeps going. That is a function of the mahalach of din, like we speak a lot of times, tit for tat, and so on. If I gift stocker, so sometimes a person comes to the door and he's Mo'ir Rachmim. Sometimes he looks suspicious. Sometimes I have money. Sometimes I don't have money. Sometimes I'm in a better mood. Sometimes I'm in a less better mood. And it varies. Each time is, a potluck. Let's say somebody comes every week for tzedakah. And every single week, the person gets tzedakah. So on the one hand, it becomes a routine. It becomes expected. It becomes a mahalach that l'chura didn't require anything new. Just like the person who's working, he keeps getting the $100 every week, every day. The person who's come for tzedakah gets his donation every week, every month, whatever it is. But that's true only as on the layer, on a horizontal strata. But if I ask myself right now, is the person mechuyev to give me the tzedakah? No. It's a iris of rotzen mitzad the person. It could become rote by the person also. The person could be just doing it automatically. But lemaisa, mitzad the maisa, it's a new his iris of chesed at that moment. It din is nimshach from the mucker. Once you agree to salary, there's a tit for tat, and that stays. That's called being poisik schar, and being poisik mos, and it becomes binding because yesterday we agreed to it. Tzedakah, each and every time is a neder and so on. It's true that halachically, if you do something three times, it becomes a permanent neder. But if you don't do it that way, because that can become routine, if you don't do it that way, each and every time is a nidva salev, a new nidva salev. So you have a maisa that has two ways of looking at it. If you look at it horizontally, it continues. If you look at it mitzad the sheirish, mitzad the depth of it, each time is new. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, he created like that two mahalchim. One mahalach is called Teva. And that mahalach is the etzem teichin of the mahalach is Masha Yohu Masha Yeh. When a scientist looks around the world and tries to describe it, the kalim that he's looking for is the masha hoya hu masha yia. That's science. Even so, it's obvious in physics that we don't expect that things will behave differently in different days. We don't expect any yotzim in aklals. We don't expect that there'll be exceptions, whims on certain days when things don't want to act those laws. But even psychology, the study of psychology means the ability to understand the masha hoyu hu masha yia of the events. People who have this type of input have this type of output. People in this situation react this way. The chachma that I'm looking for is to be teufis, the continuity of the klolim. That is chachmas hateva. It's not chachmas hateva. It's mahalach hateva. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a world that's called Breishis, and Breishis is a continuous mahalach that of things. There's an Igros Chaznish that writes about teva, that teva is the most ongoing rutzen of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we would paraphrase it and say the rutzen to have things that are ongoing. That's what Olam HaTeva means. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a world that has a horizontal sweep to it, which is things move with very, very clearly defined rules forever. That is Olam HaTeva. If the world was not Bebriya, then that would be emes lamito. If the world was a pchina, just like if I make a clock, or I make a table, and I leave, the reason why the table's standing today is not because there's something happened today to make it stand. It's because once it was put into place yesterday, it will stand that way. That is teva, and that's olam teva. The memshola of that world, the ha'ar of that world, was given over to Shemesh. The Shemesh, its own orbit, its own sense of orbit, is regular. The Shemesh goes with much more regularity than Levana, and Bemela, the Shemesh itself has in itself the Olam of Teva. And Koheles wrote the Sefer. Koheles was a Sefer of the Olam HaTeva. It was the Chochmah Shloimei in the full sweep of the horizontal aspect of it, of the entire scope of the world. And looking into the world as Enkel Chadash in Mitach HaShemesh. There is no Chadash under the sun. The word Chadash can't exist. Just like in nature, there's nothing new. There's simply recombining old things. And if you know how the wind was blowing, you'd understand how this rock would hit this place and it would break into pieces. You really have nothing new. Mitzad Olam HaTeva, there's nothing new in the Bria. And everything that's here is almost as if it's prescribed, and it's just playing out in itself. That's what Teva is. That's Memshalos HaYoyim of the Shemesh. Yoyim has in itself Behirus. It has clarity. There are no surprises. If you know the laws of nature perfectly, there are no surprises. That is Olam of Shemesh, and that's Breishis. The Chazal asked the Shaila, there's no makom for tzivuyim, there's no makom for Torah in the world of Breishis, because it doesn't have, if I helped you once upon a time, I gave you once a very, very important loan, and I put you on your feet, and your business progressed, and so on and so forth. So the Hakaras HaTov tends to diminish, almost appropriately, as time goes on. We wouldn't think it normal for the person every day to have the same Hakaras HaTov as he had yesterday. Listen, I mean, you helped me yesterday, so today when you help me, there's a sense of freshness to it, it's today. The next day, I'm one day removed, and so on. Certainly, I have to make the cheshbon every so often and say, had you not given me that loan at that time, I never could have started this small business. If I hadn't started a small business, I wouldn't have started the business. Fine. But it's a proportion. In other words, you are the beginning of a process, but the process is a process. That is the world of Teva. But Mela Torah has no makom in that world. In Torah is HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaks to a person. Now, the Mahalach of Torah is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Medaber. And b'meila, the place where that can start from, the Mahalach that it's shayach to is HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem. It's in the place where a person, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Megala and gave over to us the Mahalach of Chiddush. Chiddush means that be'etzem, every nekuda is a different nekuda. Every single nekuda, since there's an ongoing brachus, ha'mechadesh betuva v'chol yoyim tamid ma'asev brachus, means that every single nekuda stands in its own as a nekuda, and b'meila the chiddush is ongoing. That's the second Mahalach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The first inkling of that Mahalach comes on Chodesh Lachem. And that's why Chazal asks, and that's what the Zohar means to ask, that it's Shirusa de Sara. Since that's the beginning of Mahalach Levana, Levana, it says, is erratic, it's unpredictable. It has in itself Yofi. It says, Baruch Kachama Yofak HaLevana. Things that are open, completely begilui, don't contain any yofi to themselves. Yofi is always with an element of hester to it. Whenever something has in itself a sense of mystery, a sense I haven't uncovered everything, a sense that there's always that when a person goes into a building that's functional, what he's trying to say is everything is very clear, efficient, nothing left to imagination, and so on. That belongs to the Olam of Bara, that belongs to Shemesh. If a person writes, and he writes things eloquently, there's a certain sense of remiza, there's a certain sense of nuance, there's a certain sense that things are hidden behind what it says, and that gives it its beauty. Something that's written functionally should be clear, and should leave nothing to the imagination, and b'meila, the word yoifi does not apply to it, briris applies to it. Things that are veiled, there's a richness of meanings and subtle sub-meanings and still further nuances, that carries in itself yoifi, that belongs to Hester, belongs to Levana, and to those mahalchim. So we have two mahalchim. Chazal point out that Torah belongs to the second mahalach. That is the reason why Chazal asked Torah should start with Chodesh Lachem. The teretz they give is, and if your Torah would start with Chodesh Lachem, let's take an example of to that Rashi Taka. If somebody has a tviya on me, somebody worked and earned a salary, and I don't pay the salary, so at the end of the week he comes to me and he says to me, "No, where's my salary?" I said, "I started to give your salary to somebody else." That's gzela. What do you mean? I worked for it. It's mine. What do you mean you gave it to somebody else? I come home, I'm missing my coat. And somebody says, yeah, I decided to give it to somebody else because he needed a coat. So he's a goslin. But let's say I give a person tzedakah. And then one week I tell him, you know, I think somebody else deserves tzedakah this week. There's no tain, there's no tviya. There is some sort of, the truth is, in like by truma, you have makire truma. Like we said before, there can be a mahalach of continuity, even by those in yonim. A person has a chazaka for certain things, but in talking in principle, it's not gzeilim, it's not the fact, this week my rotz is not to do that. So when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives Eretz Yisrael to Klal Yisrael, we don't need to say, we don't need to have a mahalach to answer the kasha. Kili ha'aretz. The aretz is mine. It's not bechlal anybody else's. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's giving it every moment. So at 1 o'clock he gave it to Knan. At 2 o'clock he gave it to Yisrael. There's not even a kasha. What kasha is there from 1 o'clock to 2 o'clock? 1 o'clock I wanted to give you tzedakah. 2 o'clock I want to give him tzedakah. There's not even a makom shaila. But Torah, the answer to the Umas Olam is not, the Umas Olam is not going to understand anyway. Even if Rashi says so. But the teretz to Umas Olam is that there's a mahalach mitzad shemesh also that Klal Yisrael should have it. And that is, since the Reishis HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Behanchel Elyon, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu is being manchel. So when HaKadosh Baruch Hu started the process, it's like there's dinim vachrecha and so and so. This character belongs to you and then afterwards to him. In mitzad, the beginning of the process, it was also built in that it would go someplace else. But that's a Torah. It's a Torah is written on two layers. There's a Bereishis Tikkun Torah, and the Bereishis Tikkun Torah is written with Mahalchei Shemesh and Mahalchei Umas Olam. And then there's a Chodesh Zelachem Tikkun Torah, which is written with Mahalchim of Klal Yisrael. That was the hardship of why Moshe Rabbeinu was niskasha, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to tell him Zer Eve Kadesh. The reason is because every process that's a yesh mi yeshtika process is explainable and usually self-understood to Das Adam if he has a strong enough Das. The understanding of how A leads to B, leads to C, leads to D, is chachma of Bria and Evroim. And b'meila, it's possible for a person who is a chacham to understand. The bigger the chacham, the more he understands. The one thing a person can't understand is yesh me'ayin. That's be'etzim, a process that a person has a difficulty understanding. Since Kiddush HaChodesh, it's not talking about just the Niskasha and the Hilchas Kiddush HaChodesh. The Teichen of the Mitzvah is to the Herr the Yesh Me'ayin of the Bria, to the Herr the Ischachus of the Bria. That's something that's not Shayach for a Ben Adam to be able to understand. And B'meila, he needed a Kadosh Baruch Hu's help. He couldn't. There was no deher for it. Mitzad tfisas Adam alone, and that's how Kadosh Baruch Hu needed. That was the difficulty, and that's why until Klal Yisrael came into the world, Kadosh Baruch Hu was the one who was the Baal HaBayis of Seder Iber. Kadosh Baruch Hu had the Shlita Seder Iber, and then when Klal Yisrael came in, he gave it up to Klal Yisrael. It's something that helps us understand the stira in the Tzuras HaMitzvah of Seder Iber, of Kiddush HaChodesh. We asked that the mitzvah seems to be says itself. There's an element, a very clear element of definition. There's a very clear element of Hagdaras, what a Levanin, there was Tzuras different Levanis, and the shape, and where it's going to. It had a whole Masechta of Drisha and Hakira, not less significant than any other Drisha Hakira. And yet it had a complete element of just being mevatel everything and killer being mevatel completely. It's a dava that's paladic. If you want to make it in the get of takana, make it all takana. Bezer should decide, should sit down and decide when is it best to make yontif and mikaver cheshva. Or Bezer should stick to the metzias. Is it a metzias or is it a kvias? Which one is it? The teretz is Kiddush HaChodesh is the mitzvah that stands at the crossroads of both. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not interested in being mevatel, the Seder HaBriya. There is a Seder. Even in the Mahal Chad Levana there's a Seder. And B'meila, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not give us a mitzvah to be mevatlet. On the other hand, the mitzvah Kiddush HaChodesh is that the Seder HaOlam is not the end all. That the Seder HaOlam is the horizontal strata, but it's not mitzad the root of it. The root of it is that somebody's been mechadish it. So b'meila HaKadosh Baruch Hu needed. So b'meila the Tzuras HaMitzvah contains both elements, an element of teva, an element of Seder, and there's one oifen of being Mekadesh where we stick to the Re'iyah completely with the Seder and its Tzuris. And the second element is the element of being able to completely, if there's a need now, I can use the need now to completely introduce a new Rosh Chodesh. And that's valid, because that is the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh. It's a mitzvah that straddles, it connects the two worlds of Shemesh and Levana. It connects the oifin of a mahalach of Tevin the Bria with a mahalach of Kiddush. And b'meila, that's the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh. We asked, what does it mean, b'chol yom yu beinecho kichadoshim? Is a person supposed to fool himself? How does a person fool himself into the herring when it's not true? How does a person say, the Torah is new this morning, I just got the Torah this morning? You've been learning it for the last 10 years, last 20 years. What does it mean that it's new? The teretz is when a person, l'mashal, let's say a person has himself, a person was very sick, and he was given some repair some repair was done on his heart, and it's very delicate. And the doctor says, listen, it could go at any minute. You have no guarantees. It could go at any minute. So a person would, on the one hand, say, yeah, he had heart repair done 10 years ago. That's when it was done. But right now, talking to the person, living with him, I have the hagasha of it's a matana today, it's a matana now, and so on. I can put both of them into that oifen. Torah is the same thing. B'chol yom yu be'einecha, Torah was given two dimensions. It was given a dimension of Chazal say kol ma she'talmud vasik osed li'schadesh was given to Moshe Mi-Sinai. So why is it called he's going to be mechadish? Should we call Masha Talmud Vasik Choshev Shu mechadish Kvar Hoyed Varamoylo? It's not true. It's both together. The only place where there's a world of chidush is in Divrei Torah. You can't be mechadish a mitzvah. So if a person is mechadish a mitzvah, then he's oyev bal toisiv. If a person is mechadish in a mitzvah, he's oyev bal toisiv. There's no chidushim of being adding mitzvahs or whatever it is. In the olam of Torah, there's something called chidushim, and the Zohar speaks by Richos about Chaviv is a Kadosh Baruch Hu. The Chazal Meirich about how he was saying things and they were smeichin k'tziyasa Mi-Sinai. There is a world that is called chidush. There's Mayna Mizgaba that Rav Lazar was described that. In Divrei Torah, it's shayach that a person deher today something that was never deher before, and so on. There's a famous ma'aseh said about the Goyim, about other people, that he once was very misyagei and he came up with a valdike chiddush, and then he heard somebody, and then somebody else, a posh person, said exactly the same thing. So I think the Goyim's Talmud was distraught, and the Goyim said, no, once he opened up the Pesach for the chiddush, it's everybody can be chiddush. Torah has in itself elements of chiddush that means it's because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is melamed Torah. It's because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is nice in Torah, there's a nekud of chiddush every minute, and it reflects itself in the fact that there's chiddushim. As great as Rishonim were, Rabbi Kivega had what to be mechadish. The Goyin had what to be mechadish. The Nebuhuda had what to be mechadish, and so on. It's Mokum Inichul Iskadaboy is not that they said it and they didn't publish it. It means Taka Anuna Koda came out. And yet, all of it is Kol in the Dvarim that were there before. It's a type of almost paradox that wouldn't be possible if there wasn't the parallel Mahalach in the Bria. There's a Mahalach of Shemesh, a Mahalach of Levana. and that's what it is. I want to take over the Inyanim to Inyanim Monegiat HaVoida. It says about certain Balei HaVoida, certain big rabbis, that I think the Lechvich is that every single Shabbos he would say, and this somebody today also big Balei HaVoida uses this nusach, he would prime himself for every single Shabbos, and he would say Shabbos Parshas Boy Tavshin Samach Zayin only came about once in the Bria, never ever come back again. It's unique. If it's a game, if it's a ploy, those ploys like that last once, last twice, last three times, and that's it. I mean, you can't keep playing games with your mind, and